You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A little thank you to a listener named Amy who sent a link to the story. She was listening, I guess, on Monday at this time. We read that Facebook message from somebody who said, "Why do I need to disclose a personal relationship with a coworker?"
Oh, remember that? Yeah. Big debate over that.
Amy found this story and sent it to me. It's a new poll that's out. They asked people, if coworkers begin an intimate relationship, should they be required to disclose it to human resources?
Well, there you go.
That's perfect. 18% said yes in all cases. 38% said yes, but only if one supervises the other. And 29% said what you and I said, Jeremy, no.
Yeah, just so, let it be. Be quiet about it.
So more than half of people, at least with qualifications, said yes, it should be revealed to HR.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, Amy, thanks for sharing that. Let's get to today's problem.
Bam.
This is another one that came in through Facebook. If you are not following us on the FB, you really should. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Dom with an M. Dom and Jeremy. Jeremy posts so many cool things on there anyway that you should want to be following. And
it'll keep you busy for a while.
The cool stuff.
Keep you busy. A lot to look at.
You know, if you're sitting at the DMV or something, it's a good way to pass that hour and a half. So this comes from Carrie, who said, "Boys, we were over at a friend's house on Saturday, and there were eight of us hanging out in the kitchen. My husband started sounding off about something. I won't say what it was. It's very controversial."
Okay.
She says, "But I completely disagreed with him. So I spoke up and argued with him about it in the kitchen."
Mm.
"In the car on the way home, he was very quiet." Just picture that scene.
Yeah.
She's driving along. He's sitting in the passenger seat, just kind of with his arms crossed.
Straight ahead.
"He was very quiet when I asked what was wrong. He said that you should never call out your partner when you're in public. You should wait to have those arguments when you're alone." Carrie's point here, she says, "I didn't like everyone in the kitchen automatically assuming that since I was quiet, I agreed with what he was saying. So I spoke up." And then she writes, "Is there a right or a wrong with this? Because we haven't really spoken since that drive home."
Oh, my gosh.
So it's been a couple of days or whatever, and they're
still angry.
Well, you know what? She might be a little angry, too, that he is essentially saying to her,
"You got to have my back, basically. You got to have my back. You're my wife." United front, right?
I guess there's the whole united front, but then there's the whole thing.
Depends on what they're talking about. The most powerful thing
to me is what she said about how I don't like how everyone standing around would automatically assume I agreed with what he was saying because I'm not countering it.
Right. Right, so they're lumping her into the same camp as him, whatever the conversation was, probably politics or something.
It's got to be something of a political nature,
I would think.
So that's the question for Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning. Carrie is saying, can you speak up in public in front of people and call out your partner and say that you disagree with them and that they're wrong? Or do you agree with Carrie's husband and, like, you wait until you're off somewhere alone and have those conversations?
Something. But it's like, obviously, if he knows that she's on the opposite side of whatever he's saying, then what's the big deal about her just voicing it in public? It's not like it's a surprise that she's got a counter point of view. If he knows, I guess it's just because she said it in front of other people that he's so butthurt about. Because if he already knows she has an opposite point of view, then what's the big deal?
Or maybe he didn't know. Maybe it's a new... Listen, I'm still...
She should be mad at him.
I am still surprised by the things that Gretchen and I disagree on.
Yeah.
There will be something that comes up, and I will look at her like, you really think that?
How did we end up together?
Well, I mean, it's never going to be enough to, you know, say, why did I do this? You know, but we don't agree. I think I've told you our big thing is that we dislike the same things, but we do not see eye to eye on a whole lot of, let's just call them issues.
Sure. And I think, like with me and Nick Nack, I think we've been together for so many years, we've kind of just like morphed, you know, with all of our views. So we essentially have at this point become one person. So this scenario is, you know, not familiar to me because we would just kind of, okay, yeah, we kind of have the same view on things, you know.
I'll tell you, here's a, let me, you know, by the way, the lines are open. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You know where this comes up the most? Is that there's three of us in our house. There's me, there's Gretch, and then there's, you know, Zoe, her daughter. So my stepdaughter, who's 19, college student, all of that. And the three of us will be in the kitchen, and Gretch will say something about some issue or whatever, and, you know, state it as, like, this is the way it is. And I totally disagree, but I'm like, I don't know that I want to Gretchen's trying to make a point with Zoe about something
that you don't agree with, so you don't want to belittle her mom or say anything in front of the daughter, who's not your daughter.
Yeah, it's like, that's her daughter. She can raise her however she wants. I have some say in it, but it's like...
You can't do that in front of the daughter.
So it's like half the time, I will just keep my mouth shut.
You just bite your lip and move on. Avoid the fight, avoid the argument, and just know that you're right.
Over it,
you just know that you're right when you walk away.
I will say, you know... I don't think
there's another angle to this.
Lines are ringing, so we're going to take calls on this. Carrie, who wrote to us, says that she thinks she should speak up in front of, you know, other people.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband says, no, you wait until we're alone.
Who's right? Who's wrong?
We got some calls on this. Yeah. Let's see. Hannah, Ray, and Mandy in that order. Hannah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
So what do you say about Carrie's letter?
You know, I'm going to have to agree with Carrie saying that, you know, one, here's where I'm coming at with this. As your partner, you're probably the most comfortable person bantering with them. And so if you're talking about something controversial, maybe bantering with them is going to lighten the mood and make everyone else a lot less uncomfortable.
Oh, so I see what you're saying. Don't make like a harsh counter argument. Just kind of be like, oh, really? You know, kind of have fun with it, right?
Sure, sure.
I like that idea.
You know, as the whole like not letting your husband control you aspect as well.
There is that.
Well, but you know what? This goes either way. This is not male to female. It's either or.
It's
It would be the same issue going the other direction, right? So... I don't want to go down that path, but...
I like your idea, you know, though, of kind of keeping it lighthearted when you...
Except, I'm playing devil's advocate with this, and for the most part, Hannah, I agree with you, but playing devil's advocate, although it makes banter with a partner a little bit easier, I think you're more likely to expect your partner to have your back than Joe Schmo leaning against the refrigerator over there. So it might make it a little bit more of a sting... If the person that you walked into the party with, you know, is calling
you out. But
again,
why is this such a surprise? If he knows that she has a different point of view, why would it even be a surprise for him that she's going to bring up?
Well, and like I countered with, you don't know what's a surprise. I still get surprised all the time by stuff that my wife says. So I don't know. Hannah, thanks for a great call. We appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, boys.
Bye, Hannah.
Our listeners are the best. Here's Ray. Ray, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I definitely would have spoken up as well. I kind of agree with Hannah about keeping it more of a like a light banter, but I would definitely speak up.
Well, I guess if you truly disagree with your husband, you got to just say something.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm also a very loud person, and my husband's a bit more sensitive, so I understand that he would probably say something to me, too.
He'll get his pouty pants on for the rest of the night.
Oh, that's good. We like loud people, Ray. Thank you for taking the time to call us. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
All right. We'll squeeze in one more. It's Mandy. Mandy, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So should Carrie have spoken up, or should she have waited? I'm sorry?
I totally agree with Carrie that she should be allowed to speak up if she wants to. And, you know, you guys said to Hannah that you don't want to talk about misogyny in this, but it did go that the man expected the wife to be quiet. And, like, my dad was like that. And that's part of why I want to take Carrie's side on this.
All right.
I understand. Yeah. Now, just for sake of argument, turn it around. Carrie is speaking up in the kitchen. Her husband disagrees with her. And on the drive home, she gets mad at him for crossing her in public. Now, how do you
feel
about
it? Then what is that called? What is that?
Well, I still think that the person who spoke up has every right to do so. But, like, I actually, like, what if it was the situation that she said something he doesn't agree with at a party and he speaks up and then later he's mad at her for being controversial at the party?
Well, I know, but that's
isn't this just generally an argument, though? It's just an argument between a husband and a wife. I don't see there's, like, anyone, like, misogyny or anything like that.
Because it could go either way.
It's just an argument. It's just a disagreement. We don't have to take it to a 10.
Yeah. But, hey, I appreciate your thoughts on this, Mandy. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Mandy.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
All right, bye, Mandy.
Yeah, so, I don't know. You know, the thing that it comes down to for me, and I don't know, how are you voting on this, by the way?
I would say don't speak up in public.
See, I'm going to agree with Carrie, and I'll tell you why. What she said that had the most power for me on this is her line. She goes, I didn't like everyone in the kitchen automatically assuming that since I was quiet, I agreed with what he was saying. And I think there's a little bit of power in that, too, because if you don't want to, by association, have people assume that you feel, especially about something that's controversial or important in people's lives, I don't know that it needs to be an argument. But it could just be a very pleasant, you know, we're married, but just, you know, for the
record.
This
is where we part ways.
I disagree with that. I love him, but I disagree. I mean, something, because then, you know, all these friends are going to be driving home saying, boy, those two.
We're not inviting them to anything anymore.
Yeah. So I think you got to speak up.
All right.
Mandy's talking about, you know,
and again, it's the whole argument. It's like, why do you care so much what other people think, too? I mean, you can get into that argument. It's like, who cares?
I don't know. You know,
at the end of the day, you're going home with your husband,
right,
not everybody else.
You've been in enough social circles with all your, you know, your new friends and everything that you do think about what your friends are thinking about.
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
I mean, we're human beings. I mean, we're sentient creatures.
You want to keep friendships, but, you know,
yeah, exactly.
You got to put your marriage over friendship sometimes, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Carrie, thanks for the note, and thanks to everyone who sounded off.